before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you, Prue. Julia, why don't you come and share the word with us, and I'll pray for you before you go. How's that? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Julia. Thank you for everything that she is to this place. Thank you for her service. Thank you for her love of your word. Thank you for your gifts and her incredible just service to this place. And so, Lord, we ask, would you anoint her as she speaks your word this morning? Would you bless her? Would you encourage her? Would you strengthen her? And that we would have ears to hear what you've got for us this morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was just talking about the dancing. It's all right. You didn't miss much. Well, as always, Andrew gave me a challenge, as he does always. So, yes, I have the joy, but he also told me about I had to bring in the light of the world. So I'm trying to do both as we look at the word today. So, first of all, I want to know who's ready for Christmas. Oh, yes, I got some hands up at the back. All the children are ready for Christmas. Yeah, all the children are ready for Christmas. Okay, how many of the adults are ready for Christmas? Oh, yes, yeah, we've got a few. So have you got your Christmas tree up? Yes. You got your presents bought? Some. Are they under the tree? No. Oh, no. Oh, okay. I think there's an objection there that they're not under the tree yet, so they can't have a good feel, see what they're like. Well, the Advent is really what that's all about. It's about getting ready for Christmas. So it's not so much about the trees and the presents and the food. I cleaned out the fridge to allow myself some space to put some other nice, yummy things in the fridge and get rid of all the things of about a year old that were sort of hiding at the back, as they do. But it's about... Really, Advent is about preparing our hearts. Yeah, it's about preparing our hearts for Jesus. So I'm really pleased to see that all the kids are really ready for Christmas, because it shows that their hearts are so open to what God has to say. But I also became quite aware, particularly in my ministry of pastoral care, that actually, although Christmas can be fun, it can be difficult too, can't it? So I just want to write a few things that are a bit difficult about Christmas. Can we think of some things? Loneliness. Yeah, missing loved ones. Yeah. Stress. Yes, but we know, don't we? You know, and sometimes it can aggravate some of the stress and some of the tensions that we have in family, if we're honest about it. What else? Oh, I'm an in-law. What else? Sorry, I heard one over here. Money, was it? Yeah, money. And I think particularly this year, big stress. False expectations. About presents or just generally? Anything else? Sorry? Commercialism. You probably won't be able to read this because my writing's terrible. I'm just going to put wars, plural. Anything else? Soured relationships. Ham. Or too much of it, anyway. It goes on and on and on. Sorry? Distance. I was going to put poverty. I bet you're glad this talk's all about joy. We could go on, couldn't we? There's lots of ways that sometimes our world can be dark. And that's why I chose that reading. The people in darkness. I know it. People walking in darkness have seen a great light. Because what is that great light? Jesus. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. As well as that reading, I could have had this reading, and I wanted to read this one, because this is another famous Christmas reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. That life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. What an amazing promise, isn't it? I just love that. So that all this, Jesus, the light of the world, can shine his light in on this darkness. It's nothing that we do, but it's what Christ does. And so I wanted to have a way of thinking about how does that happen? How does the light of Christ come into our darkness? And so I thought I'd do it in a fun way. Well, hopefully it's a fun way. Because we get to open some presents before Christmas. Oh. So I need some helpers. Who wants to open a present? Okay. Can I borrow the microphone? So this is number one. Can anyone guess what it is? That's what I like doing, guessing what Christmas presents are. You might need Nan to help you read what's inside. So you open it. You open it. Slide. Okay. Oh, what do you think it is? Oh, oh.
Blob of paper.
Oh dear.
It's a blob of paper. Do you know what it says on it?
Hope.
Hope. Yes, it says hope. That's all right. I won't tell anyone. Now you might need.
You can read it.
You can read that.
You can read it.
Yeah, you read it?
You read it out loud. You do it.
I want
Nana
to.
You can read it for yourself. We'll read it together.
Yes, read it together. There we go.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you have many, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You want to come and help me? Put it up on the...
Take the box.
Take the box.
Take the box and go with Julia.
that. Right. Just pop it down there. Pop it down. Right. So Jesus brings us hope. Oh, you're going to have to do the bottom bit. Can you do the bottom bit? Yeah, reach up high. Put that bit there. Oh! So, that's wonderful. Thank you. You can go sit down. Oh! Well, that's not very good, is it? That's not going to work because the hope has got to drive out what? Despair, I thought. And what is our hope? What is our hope? Jesus, yeah. What does he do there? What gives us hope? He talks to us about a new kingdom. Yeah, a new kingdom, God's kingdom coming to this earth. There will be no more crying. There will be no more death. There will be no more poverty. There will be none of this because he's got hope. So I've got another box. I bet you can guess more what this box is going to be. Who wants a box? Over the back. Do you want to come here? Because you're going to have to help me here. Open the box. Oh.
It's another piece of paper.
What's it say?
Peace. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth God will towards men.
That's right. Do you want to come in? You can help me put it up. What beautiful reading, wasn't it? Do you want to hold it for a minute? So in that reading that we had from Isaiah, it said he would be the Prince of Peace. And we learned all about that yesterday, didn't we? Last week, rather. When Andrew was talking about forgiveness and about right relationships. And so Jesus comes and brings light and peace. So into our difficult relationships, into the wars, into all of those things. Hang on. It's a bit heavy, isn't it? There we go. Thank you. So Jesus comes to bring peace. That's what the angels said. Right. What's number three? Little boy at the back. Oh, I didn't bring the microphone. Oh. Do you know what it might say inside?
What is it, Ethan?
Thank you.
I think it's a scooter.
We always say it's a sleeping bag. Oh, it's another bit of paper.
Joy.
Joy. Now, you might need some help here.
Do not be afraid.
I bring
you good news that will cause great joy for all people today in the town of David. A Savior has been born to
you. He is in the Messiah, the Lord.
Good job. Woo!
Reading. Very good. Right. So if you hold it for me, and I'll get some blue tack. Right, let's put it up here. Can you do that bottom one for me? Yeah. That's it. Right, thank you. Good job indeed. So, joy. Do we always feel joyful? What makes us feel joyful? You can do one in a minute. No? It's different from happiness, isn't there? And I got some quite nice quotes. I'm going to have to get to my bit of paper for these, though, because I can't remember them. You see my very scrappy notes. It's got, as we discover more joy, we continue. We can face suffering in a whole new way. Because it's not about things that happen. It's about a joy that God can give us. And I love this one. Joy liberates the state of our hearts from our circumstances. Yeah? So that we can be joyful no matter what's going on around us. It's a deep sense of joy, isn't it? And you can't really describe why it's there half the time, but it just is as we think with gratitude on all that Christ has done for us. What I like about it is that joy doesn't ignore the suffering, doesn't ignore that, but it helps to harmonize us with it and to transform us. Yeah, the joy can help transform us. Now, what can you notice about what's left? What do you think it might be? Who wants to open this one? Yes, you've been putting your hand up. Oh, way. That's it. That's it. You can just slide it off. Slide it off. I did them up too hard, didn't I? Made it too hard for you. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Do you know what that says? Say love. No. David.
Love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
So perfect. Do you want to come and help me put it up, Davis? Right. There we go. Do you want to come and do this one? Do you want to help do it? Do that bit. You might be able to just reach. Oh, hang on. Oh, there we go. It works well in your head, these things. Then you come to do it and it doesn't work quite so well. But what I loved, actually, and I didn't realise it when I was doing it until after I'd done it. You know how those sort of things happen? And then I realised that the middle is the Trinity. Yeah? God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. They are all involved in all of this. And it is God's love that brought Jesus. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is given. You know? God loves us so much. And he wants us to be transformed. He is the light of our world. And he can come and transform us. But then it doesn't stop there, because if you go into Matthew, do you know what Matthew, I think it's Matthew 8 verse 12 says? It's Jesus speaking, and he says, you are the light of the world. Yeah, it's through his power, it's through him transforming our hearts. If we have room at Christmas, not just in the fridge, but in our hearts, to have hope and joy and peace and love that only Christ can give us, then we can go out to be the light of the world. And I've got something to help you remember that. So I need 5 helpers. And they're much more exciting things than bits of paper, okay? So if you come forward, first 5 forward. First 5 forward. Oh, I've got 1. Oh, I've got 2. Oh, I've got quite a lot coming now. Oh, right, okay. All right, so you have that one. Don't open it yet. You have that one. You can have that one between you because you look so Christmassy. You can have that one. Have I got one more? Or do you want one each? Behind me. It's like a pantomime. There we go. Right. Now, do you want to have a look and see what's inside? Oh, what is it? Cookies. And they're shaped like hearts. So you take them all around. If you're gluten-free, there is a little packet with gluten and dairy-free biscuits as well. But they're not heart-shaped, I'm afraid. So do you want to go and see if you take them around to everybody? So you want to go there? Do you want to go up to the back and take them? Yeah, shall I take the lids, get them out of your way? Yeah, you take them whichever way. You go that way. You go this way. So I hope that as you think about it and take those, have your little hearts. Yeah, eat them now. But actually, it's a bit like communion. As you take them in, that allow it to fill your heart with hope, joy, love, and peace, so that we can be the light of the world and bring joy. Just so I tie it all up together. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who indeed loves us, who longs for us to just know your hope and your joy and your peace. And I pray that as we continue in this last week of Advent, that you will just fill our hearts with all of your gifts. Fill us with your light. Fill us with your understanding, so that we can go from this place to be the light of the world to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.